USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. The effects of a huge winter storm is still being felt across the USA. It is bringing snow to parts of Southern California for the first time in years. The first blizzard warning ever issued by San Diego's Office of the National Weather Service is in effect through today. The mountains of Los Angeles and Ventura counties are under blizzard warnings for the first time in over 30 years. This comes after a flash flood warning expired this morning following relentless rains. Drivers tell KTLA they were stuck and had to abandon their vehicles in the rising waters.
We were just driving and then it was like a traffic jam here around and we're just driving and the car stopped. It doesn't work.
On the other side of the country, over a half million homes and businesses in Michigan are still in the dark, and state officials are warning the power may not come back on until tomorrow. Turkey is dealing with yet another earthquake. A magnitude 5.5 quake struck today in central Turkey. The country has already seen a ton of damage and thousands of deaths from a recent earthquake. The prosecution has rested its cross-examination of Alex Murdaugh.
Murdaugh stands accused of killing his wife and son.
You still told the same lie. And all those reasons that you just gave this jury about the most important part of your testimony was a lie, too. Isn't that true, Mr. Murdaugh?
I disagree with that.
Nothing further.
The lead prosecutor ran down a list of everyone Murdaugh lied to, the police, his clients, his friends, then showed body camera video of the first deputy arriving at the scene of the South Carolina killings. It was the first time Murdaugh lied about not seeing his wife and son before leaving the property on that night of the murders. I'm Dave Collins.
The house near the campus of the University of Idaho in Moscow, where four students were murdered, will be torn down as soon as this semester. The owners of the home where the murders took place last fall gave it to the university to be redeveloped for student housing. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
The Republican-led House Oversight Committee is asking an official with the Treasury Department to testify in their investigation into finances from the Biden family, according to a letter obtained by NBC News. It is the biggest movement so far in the effort by the committee to obtain alleged suspicious activity reports related to President Biden's son Hunter and the Biden family. A U.S. military veteran from Wisconsin is now among the dead in Ukraine.
Andrew Peters' parents say he died last week while fighting with the International Legion. The news came to light on the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion. Peters, a U.S. Army veteran, joined up with the Ukrainians around Thanksgiving time last year. His parents say he felt he needed to use his military skills to help the people of Ukraine. The State Department says it's working to bring his remains back from Ukraine now.
Ryan Daniels reporting. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky says he's certain that Ukraine will win the war against Russia, commenting Friday on the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion. Zelensky said Ukraine's victory is inevitable and that he won't negotiate with Putin on a peace deal that involves Ukraine losing territory. There was yet another close call involving planes at one of the nation's busy airports. Two planes nearly collided at the Burbank Airport near Los Angeles Friday. One plane was coming in for a landing while another was still on the runway. It is the latest in a series of close calls, which included a near collision last month between FedEx and Southwest Airlines planes in Austin. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.